Chapter 1. Bly. My story begins many years ago when I, Catherine Blake, was a young governess to two children in Bly, a remote place in the country. I kept a diary during this time,
and this is my story. I was a little worried about my decision to come to Bly, but when I arrived here a few days ago, I saw that everything was lovely and that my worries were unnecessary. The mansion was beautiful, with a lot of big rooms. There were two servants watching me from the open windows. The gardens were full of trees and colourful flowers. It was like paradise, and very different from my old, small home in my village. Mrs. Grose met me at the front door and was very kind. I liked her immediately. She was a simple, maternal woman, and she seemed very happy to see me. The little girl, Flora, was with her. She was so beautiful that it's difficult for me to describe her. She had blue eyes and long blonde curls, and she was like an angel. At first, she was timid, but I was sure that in a few days, when she knew me better, she would be comfortable with me and like me as much as I liked her. She was not like an ordinary child. When she spoke, she had an angelic light in her face, like a holy child from a religious painting. I was curious to know if her brother was as sweet and angelic as his sister. "What's Miles like?" I asked Mrs. Grose that evening while we were having supper. "Oh, you will love him," she exclaimed. "He's very special. He's nearly always good. In fact, it makes me very sad sometimes that he and his sister are so good, and they haven't got parents to appreciate them." "It is very sad," I said. "When I was growing up, my parents were always busy and rarely at home. They didn't have a lot of time for me. We lived in a remote village and there weren't many children of my age. Sometimes I invented imaginary friends because I was lonely. I've got a very good imagination and I can invent very exciting stories. That's why children like me. I hope Flora and Miles will like me." "I'm sure they will," said Mrs. Grose with a smile. I don't know why, but it suddenly seemed an artificial smile. After supper, I went to my bedroom. It was a big, beautiful room. Flora was going to sleep there with me, so there was also a small bed in the corner for her. I was very happy. Two things were strange that evening. One was Mrs. Grose's happiness. She seemed so happy, almost too happy, that I was there. The other strange thing happened while I was standing at the window before going to bed. I heard, or thought I heard, the cry of a child in the distance, and then the sound of footsteps outside my door. I waited, but nothing happened. "It's probably my imagination," I thought. "I'm tired and excited after the journey." I opened the window and the fresh evening air filled the room. Soon I went to sleep. I spent the next day with Flora in the house and the gardens. She wanted to show me everything, and she did it very enthusiastically. She took me from room to room with sweet conversation and a lot of funny comments. She seemed more confident now and wasn't frightened when we went through the long, dark corridors and empty rooms. There were two square towers on the roof, each surrounded by a low wall. She wasn't even frightened when we climbed the circular stairs to the top of one of these towers. After all these years, I still remember her as she was then, with her beautiful blonde hair and sweet blue dress running excitedly through the house.